Finally, the woman they'd been waiting to meet arrived. Her long black hair was loose around her strong shoulders, the lean muscle of her body visible even through the conservative cut of her suit. Her face was narrow, her eyes wide and expressionless. Sniper's eyes, Schweitzer thought, looking for an angle of attack.
Yala Ghaznavi, it's good to see you.
It's good to see you too, Don. I'm glad to find you weren't hurt.
I'm not so easy to kill. We've worked together long enough for you to know that.
We've also worked together long enough for me to know that you're slicker than goose shit, Don. You're a politician, for the love of God.
I know I haven't always shot straight with you, Yala, and I'm sorry for that. I promise you, I've got my hat in my hand this time.
Who's this?
This is James Schweitzer.
That name is familiar.
It should be. He's the SEAL who was murdered in that hit in Hampton Roads.
That would make him dead, Hodges.
He is.
Necromancy makes robots out of corpses, Don. The only thing they're good for is soaking up bullets and scaring the shit out of uncooperative assets.
This is different. Schweitzer is reanimated. He's still Schweitzer, only superpowered.
Don, for the love of our history together, please show me some damn respect. If this kind of magic existed, I'd know about it.
The program that created him was buried deep, Yala. Deeper than even you can dive.
Bullshit.
Schweitzer was getting pretty tired of being talked about as if he wasn't in the room.
Have you heard of the Gemini Cell?
Rumors. That's this super secret project that gave us this walking corpse?
The same.
The senator paused for a dramatic effect, but Ghaznavi only cocked her head.
Is he missing an arm?
Doesn't slow him down even a little.
So this rumor on the Gemini Cell is true. A super secret program dedicated to black magic. Do you have any idea how stupid that sounds, even to me?
It's real.
Now I know you're fucking lying to me. Every rumor I've ever heard said the president ordered it shut down.
He did.
The realization dawned on Schweitzer and Ghaznavi at the same moment. Schweitzer was able to keep the reaction off his face, but Ghaznavi's eyes widened.
But you didn't. You kept it going. You kept it secret. Oh my God, Don! You slick bastard! It was your program! Why the hell would you do that?
Hodges turned his hands in lame circles. For the first time, his voice lacked the honeyed tones of the politician, and Schweitzer could hear the raw passion of the man.
Because the shutdown order was stupid. It was an overreaction to a security breach that resulted in no actual compromise. Because the Gemini Cell was the most powerful weapon this nation ever developed.
More powerful than the nuke?
Magic is the new nuke. One we can use without destroying the whole fucking world.
So why are you telling me this?
Hodges looked at the floor for a long time, and Schweitzer could smell the terror and stress on him, could hear his heart pounding.
Because I was wrong. Because now it's out of control.
Ha ha ha! And you can't go to the president, can you? You can't do this out in the open. You disobeyed a direct order. He'd fry you, and so would the public. You want to save your own skin.
The cell is a loose nuke, Yala. I want to save the country's skin.
Oh, come on, Don. If you wanted to save the country's skin, you'd hang yourself and drag this whole thing into the light. People don't come to me because they want things done nobly. You asked for an audience with the Spider Queen, and you got one. Whatever you want it done on the down low.
I want you to help me shut it down, Yala. It's going to take an army, and SAD is the only army I know that can fight a war without anyone knowing. I have nowhere else to go.
That's nice, Don. What's in it for me?
Does there have to be something in it for you?
You know damn well there does, and it better be fucking good. I was in the middle of Dynamite TV when you called and ruined my night.
You can have it. Help me shut it down, and I'll put the program at your disposal. All its secrets, all its capabilities. You can direct it. You can make it work for SAD. I still control the line items. Black funding sources, completely invisible. It's a lot of money, Yala. It can buy a lot of toys.
You're asking me to keep a secret from the president.
Oh, you keep secrets from him all the time. You can do this in your sleep. I can choke off the money, make sure it comes to SAD. But someone has to do the wet work. Someone has to clean up this mess. I need your operators, Yala. I need your tanks and your planes and your guns, all of it.
So this mummy standing next to you is a walking corpse. That's what I'm going to see when I have him unwrapped?
I'll save you the trouble.
Hodges swept his hand over Schweitzer's hood and pushed it down. Ghaznavi stared straight into Schweitzer's burning silver eyes. Her face betrayed no reaction, and he smelled no change in the chemical cocktail of her blood. He heard her heart rate increase slightly, but that was all.
I've seen necromantic toys before.
This isn't a necromantic toy. Look at his eyes, for Christ's sake.
She stared right into them, unimpressed.
Does it talk?
I'm right here, and I talk just fine.
Maybe he's some kind of advanced robot.
I'm not a robot.
That's exactly what an advanced robot would say.
She smiled up at him, her face lit with curiosity and something that looked suspiciously like delight. Not fear, not disgust. After all this time, it felt like an embrace.
I'm not...
Shut up.
She grinned, reached one perfectly manicured hand into her pocket and produced a small pocket knife. She snapped the blade out with a practiced flick of her wrist. She placed a hand on Schweitzer's shoulder, the warm pulse of her pumping blood against the cold surface of his skin. He found himself leaning into the touch in spite of himself. A human being, alive and well, and touching him, not to hurt him, just to touch him. It made him feel real. She used the knife point to slide the hoodie's zipper down a few inches, pop the button off the shirt beneath.
I don't heal. If you damage me, I'll need...
Shut up.
Smiling like a sun in splendor now, she dug a small furrow into Schweitzer's gray flesh, followed it with her fingertips, probing, feeling.
Well, you're not a robot.
I told you.
So you're really brought back from the dead. Not a zombie, not a walking corpse, a real person.
If it'll get you to stop cutting me, yes.
My father told me that in heaven, we'd all live in hollowed-out pearls on saffron sands, shaded by golden trees. That true?
No, ma'am. If your father was talking about heaven, then I wasn't a good enough guy to get there.
Where'd you wind up?
I wasn't there for long, but I'm pretty sure it was hell.
My dad called hell a dark storm.
That is pretty much exactly right.
I'm sorry, Petty Officer Schweitzer. This must be trying for you.
Schweitzer said nothing. There was nothing to say.
Did you see God?
Her sympathy shook him far more than her curiosity had. It was a moment before he could answer.
I don't know that there is a God, but if there is, he has a lot to answer for.